Hello, everyone. My name is Ace Morgan. Welcome to Move Better, Feel Great, a podcast for transgender, non-binary communities. As a trans man working in the fitness industry since 2005, I know the importance of support. This podcast is about building community where trans and non-binary people can connect, heal, and collectively design new spaces to thrive. Join me by tuning in to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan, and let's light up the world with our tremendous power to love, reflect, and heal. Allies, welcome. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Move Better, Feel Great for July's fitness tips. Hope you're having a great July so far. And I just celebrated my 51st birthday on July 17th, and that was quite an accomplishment. It was my 50th was a crazy year because it was quarantine, and this year was is definitely better. I had some friends over in person, and that made it really great compared to last year. I kind of think it was a do-over for the 50th. But all right, let's get into the seven tips of fitness for July. Fitness tip number one, pay attention to your thoughts. I like to, talk about this piece because it's, how are we speaking about ourselves? How are we speaking about, other people? How are we, what are you thinking about when you're out in the world just moving around too? That's also a great one to think about. The more you believe in a thought, the more solid it becomes. And so this is something I try to practice every single day. They say what we believe, we receive, which is, I feel like I'm kind of living proof of this. So this is an area of kind of like that law of attraction and just really thinking about the mental peace in the world, how you moving around. And it might seem a little woo-woo but I want you to really think about it. When you're out in the world, how are you feeling? What are you thinking about? When we focus on the feeling of what we want to experience, instead of the negative thoughts of what we don't have or the lack of, is something to really think about. I feel like my practice today with this is really trying to focus on, I talk about it a lot on these podcasts, just abundance, harmony, joy, creativity, and my strengths. What are my strengths? How can I be a little more creative in my world? Because being creative, I do get joy out of that. So, again, this is a daily practice. It doesn't come easy for me. The negative thinking, I think, is an easy way to sort of cop out for myself in life and in the world and things. It's a familiar place. It's a place where I can go kind of quickly. I can get sort of stuck in that muck and, not really think about what's going to bring me joy or what's going to, bring me abundance. Lately, I've been thinking of my mind more of like a tool, if that makes sense. What I'm creating in my mind, I'm making a reality. So that's been helpful to think about for me. It's a little more kind of maybe black and white. It's like, oh yeah, my mind's a tool. How am I going to use my mind today? I don't want to think negative thoughts. I want to think about a positive thought. So yeah. So again, that's why, like, when we think a negative thought about ourselves or somebody else, it doesn't belong there. So, and when we relax our mind and we relax our body, it allows that abundance in our lives. When we're so stuck on the negative thinking, it's hard to get into the abundance and creativity and the joy in life. So just, start trying to, take note of your thoughts, take note of what you're thinking about throughout the day. Like they say, what you think is what you get. And so when I remember that, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm kind of having some negative ill thoughts here. And my day's kind of been a little funky and just take note of it and see what you think. That's going to be fitness tip number one. Fitness tip number two is eat the rainbow. We want to get a variety of veggies in our diet, in fruits and vegetables. Also trying to eat what's in season. That's something I've been trying to pay more attention to. I'm not a nutritionist. I want to say that right away. We got to get a little more variety of fruits and vegetables in our in our diet. In the Bay Area, we have so much amazing produce. Farmers markets are every place. So getting in a variety of that is really easy here in the Bay Area. I'm really grateful for that. We know it helps with inflammation in the body, your skin. I also kind of call it like your liquid Drano, right? So get in those veggies, get in that fruit. But just watch the serving size. You don't need a ton of it, you know, and it's so hard on this piece for me these days, because there's so much talk of, not needing many veggies, eat more protein and meat, eat this. And it's very difficult. So take note on how you feel, see what works for your digestion, really pay attention to your bowel movements. That's the biggest one, the bowel movement. And so many acupuncturists I know, they often say like, really, you should always have your vegetables cooked. Don't eat them raw. And I do find my body does process vegetables better if they are cooked. So I have been eating a little more salads over the last few months, but I do like my veggies cooked better than I do like them raw. Again, just paying attention to how your body feels, how you're digesting your food, how your body's feeling in after you eat. Again, always looking at the bowel movements. That's a huge one. And how's it looking? I like to stress I'm not a nutritionist, and this is so confusing, you know, the nutrition piece for so many of us. And that's why I say just experiment with yourself, eliminate things that maybe bring your, you know, that aren't working for your digestive system. Mix up the vegetables, you know, create some healthy habits on taking note on how your body's reacting to food. Because not every vegetable and fruit is good for maybe you. All right, that's going to be it for fitness tip number two. Fitness tip number three, we all have 20 minutes in a day to move your body somehow or get in some kind of movement. We've all got 20 minutes. That is fitness tip number three. Take 20 minutes to just focus on your health. Have I moved today? If not, go outside. Walk 20 minutes. If you can't go outside, maybe run in place in your house, dance, move, maybe set up a little circuit in the house for just 20 minutes. Set that timer and you'll see how quickly the 20 minutes will go by. You might even add a few more minutes. You might add 10 extra minutes, 20 minutes, even double it. And I'll encourage you to keep increasing it when you can. After that 20 minutes, if you're like, wow, I actually think I could do more. You know, we live a longer life the more we move. So just set that timer and go. See what you can do. You know, go outside, walk, run. This can be, you know, a core workout. Like I said, dance. If you can swim, go swim for 20 minutes. Do yoga. Find a Pilates class. You know, get out there or inside. There's so many videos out there. You can do something to just 20 minutes, move your body. You name it, there's going to be something out there for you that will work. It's going to improve your mood. Guarantee it. We know that it combats chronic diseases, strengthens your heart and lungs. You're going to sleep better at night. You're going to have more energy because we're just going to move that body around. So and create movement to create your body fluids, the brain function. The less that we move, the more limited we become, which is just frightening. When we stop moving, they say it's the worst thing for us. And unlike the blood circulatory system, which is pumped by the heart, the lymphatic system relies on the contraction of our muscles to drain the lymphatic waste back into the bloodstream via the lymph nodes. So we got to get the body moving, move those muscles, contract those muscles. The body is so amazing to me. I mean, all the systems in the body working together, it is mind-blowing. So like my podcast says, move better, feel great. You got this. You've got 20 minutes. I guarantee it. Fitness tip number four, work your back. There are so many muscles in the back. When we work our back, it improves our posture. You can do daily functional movements throughout your day, like picking up something, groceries, moving some furniture, whatever that is. If your back is strong, you're gonna be able to do those functional movements easier. The back helps with what I call medial rotation, and I talk about this in a lot of the podcasts, where your shoulders roll to the midline of the body, And we kind of go like to the fetal position. So you kind of roll into the center. When we're sitting at the desk, when we're on our phones, we're in kind of a medial rotation. And when we work the back, it really pulls those open. And usually our pec muscles are really tight. So I always say, you know, roll those pecs out, get a lacrosse ball or a tennis ball, and really get your pecs loose as well. But when we, again, we're just all immediately rotating, sitting down at the desk, on the phones, whatever that is. So use some weights, use bands. There's so many ways to work the back. Bands are really great for working the back. Cables at the gym, dumbbells. There's so many ways. There's so many videos to check out for back workouts. So you could just Google anything back, and I'm going to say do it. Do those back workouts. We focus on the muscles we can see. It's usually the biceps, the chest, but you know, the back, there are so many muscles back there to work. So get in there and work those muscles, improve that posture. And again, you're going to see, you're going to be able to just sort of do functional movements easier as well. You're going to stand up more straight. So work that back. That's fitness tip number four. Fitness tip number five, get in some outdoor workouts. And just go outside and see what's around you. And, you know, take the steps. If you see some steps, run up and down them or do some toe taps on the steps. Just whatever it takes to sort of get that environment in the outdoors to use it to your advantage. And it's kind of cool because you can really sort of be adventurous and get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And it can be a little intimidating to be out in public working out, I think. You know, you can just sort of, you can be a little shy or embarrassed or whatever, but, just put on a good mix, maybe music, and just go out there and use your environment. And I love it because you can do it any place. You can just wake up, run out your front door. It doesn't take a big, you know, planning to go to the gym and bring your gear and do all this and do all that. I'm going to say the gym is also amazing, but it's great to mix it up, right? And, if you don't have time to go to the gym, it can take a minute to get there, set up, bring your whatever, you're driving, public transportation, biking, however you get to the gym, and then getting changed and then doing your work. It can be a couple hours or more. So, but if we just go outside your house or drive somewhere near your house, maybe there's a track or a field or something nearby. Again, just getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. It's a great thing to do. And, you know, when we're outside, being active outside, the sights, the sounds, the terrain you're on, it's nothing like being on the treadmill. It's so different being in the real world. We spend so much of our time indoors working, sleeping, eating. So to get outside and breathe that air and look at your surroundings, it's just good for the soul to get out. So really think about that. And it's kind of, like I said, cool. Like for me, it's sometimes I'm like, wow, I need to get in a little run. I'm just going to go outside or find a track nearby and just go do it outside. So have a look around your neighborhood. Maybe it's a good way to explore your environment as well. Maybe you have to drive someplace and park and then get your workout in nearby. But it's just a great way to kind of get to know the neighborhood as well. You could bring your bands. You could bring a variety of things with you to mix up the outdoor workout. You could, you know, get in some sprints and then maybe do your band work or maybe interval training, maybe a little bit of a sprint and then a walk. And then do the bands, maybe throw on a plank and then go back to a sprint or a jog. But it's just a great way to mix it up and kind of make it and just more exciting, I think, in the workout, training outdoors. It's a great way to get out of your comfort zone. So remember to have fun always and check out your surroundings in your neighborhood. Or like I said, maybe there's a cool park to drive to or a track. That's going to be fitness tip number five. Fitness tip number six is going to be money management. And you might think, how is that fitness? Well, you could call fitness, you know, managing money, I don't know, maybe bank account fitness, maybe it can be mental fitness. You could call it a lot of things. But I think money management is going to be fitness tip number six. And this is a topic that I could do a whole show on. It's an area that I find people just don't really want to talk about money. Whether it's they sound braggy or maybe they're embarrassed about how much they make or how much debt they've got, or maybe they just, yeah, it's just an uncomfortable topic for people. And I didn't grow up really learning a lot about money in my family. So this is an area that it's a hard one. It's a hard one for so many people. So I like to talk about it when I can. And one thing I like to remind myself is that my bank account is not my higher power. I find when I get in that kind of thinking, I've lost abundance thinking and I'm getting more in scarcity. I really do judge myself, and I find others do as well when I get to talk with others about money, about how much is in their bank account. So yeah, just again, an area where, you know, we got to think in more abundance when we think about abundance, that it, we get more money, we get more out of life. So track your spending. You do a log, like a food log. I talk a lot about food logs. I also say track your numbers. What are you spending your money on? Getting out of that vagueness about where your money is going is the best. You know, yeah, it's the best. It's just, you're in reality. You're not, you're not in vagueness. You can tell people, you can tell yourself what you spend on groceries or coffee or whatever that is. So keep track, keep how there's apps out there. There's a million ways to do it. I actually do my number tracking with a pen and paper, just an old school ledger. I just sit down. I have categories for everything, you know, business, yeah, whatever, just whatever you spend money on in a lot of areas, make a little ledger, create, there's a million apps to do it. So check that out. The more you track, the more you're going to save. I can guarantee it. How much money you're going to save is going to be pretty amazing. Having a spending plan was something I learned late in life as well. And that's been really cool. Is like, if you go on a trip or, if you go into a store that you really like, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to go in here. I got $50. That's it. I'm only going to spend $50, $100, whatever, you know, just go in there. And also I like to ask myself, when I'm making a purchase, do I need this or do I want this? And that's a great way to sort of, you know, stop yourself from that impulse spending maybe. So have a spending plan and really keep track of your credit score. This is something I was not taught in my family, and I had to learn it late in life. So pay down your debt. If you have debt, chip away at that debt. You will pay it off. Just keep chipping away. I've heard many stories of people getting rid of hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt if they just stick to a plan and getting that down. Get those financial goals. And again, pause before you purchase. So yeah, building the prudent reserve is something that I'm aware of every month. How's my prudent reserve? Do I have enough spending for 5 months, 3 months, 2 months, 6 months? Really thinking about that is a great way to also keep the anxiety down a little bit. Having that safety net is amazing. It's been a game changer to have always have that little bit of a net in the bank. So get a pen and paper, find an app, whatever it takes to sort of just track your spending, getting out of that vagueness. That's going to be fitness tip number 6. Yes, it's going to be a fitness tip because it's going to help you in your fitness. I guarantee it. All right. Fitness tip number 7, never give up. And I say never give up in, you know, every area of your life, just life and fitness and goals, whatever that is you're working towards, find your support, you know, check your mental health. Don't isolate. I like to hear, when people are reaching out, like I get calls from people that are struggling or needing an ear. I'm always there for that because nothing gets done alone. I always talk about that piece. Like, as a personal trainer, I'm helping people in their lives, and there's so much vulnerability in asking for help. And I think that's when people, start to feel embarrassed, or they feel shy, or they feel like they're going to bother you. But if you see someone in your family struggling, a friend, make sure you reach out, you know, and see how they're doing. Check on people. It's been a really, really crazy year and a half. And, you know, people are still coming out of this pandemic. And reach out. If you see someone struggling, check on them. And remember not to isolate. I think that's the worst. People get in this isolation. And I've had chosen community and family and friends in my life for as far back as I can remember. I've always had a crew. and people to help me in areas, and it's been a game changer and a lifesaver, and I still have that to this day. So remember to never give up. We need you, and don't isolate. That is going to be fitness tip number 7, and that is going to do it for July's fitness tips. Thank you all so much for checking out my podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Ace Morgan Fitness, Twitter, and my website is acemorganfitness.com. And there you also find my 4 classes I offer every week. I've got a Monday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, no equipment. A Wednesday, 9 a.m. class, amazing bands and dumbbells. It's push-pull movements. Friday, I've got a 9 a.m. class. It's also bands and dumbbells. And that's going to be shoulders, legs, triceps, biceps, and core. Saturday, I have an amazing class, 30 minutes of cardio, no equipment necessary. All my classes are all levels. Everybody can do them. And we do a nice stretch and 3-minute meditation at the end of every class. You do need to sign a waiver before you take my class. The first class is free. So go to acemorganfitness.com. You can email me at acemorganfitness@gmail.com. And I can send you a waiver to sign and give you any information you'd like to about the classes. I've really been enjoying them. I've been doing them for now over a year and a half, and I have really built up a great community of people who come together every single week to get in a good workout and start their day. So please check those out. Subscribe to this podcast and tell a friend about it. Take care and be well.